This is Twit.
And hello, Alex Lindsay from... Oh, my God. May the 4th be with you, Rumsleg. He's a bounty hunter with the Galactic Republic. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I was... You know, I brought it up this May 4th because I didn't know until maybe a month ago or 2 months ago that the action figure had actually come out. I was at a...
What is Rumsleg? Is he a bounty hunter?
He's a bounty hunter, evidently. Yeah. I didn't know that when I was doing it. I didn't really know what to do.
Is he from the original Star Wars universe or is he one of them?
No, he's from Phantom Menace.
Oh, okay.
So what happened, the story behind it was, is that they, I was working at ILM and occasionally, you know, when you need extras, there's no reason to hire extras at ILM. Someone just walks in and says, you, and you, and they
especially
drag
because
you
you're
in.
Wearing a costume that you can't really
Well, that's
see,
the whole point.
Right?
Yeah. You can't see him. I was picked because I think because it looked like I would probably fit into the given suit. And so they put me in a suit. They had someone else was supposed to be with me. I'm actually, I look in the movie like I'm talking to somebody. And I was talking to Jonathan Rothbard.
That's you?
That's
you?
Yeah, that's me.
You
that's
are Rumsleg.
I'm Rumsleg.
He's a Star Wars character, Leo.
That's my, and so what's funny is that, so that's me walking, you know, I was forced, of course, I was just walking.
Did you have to wear that outfit?
Yeah, I wore the outfit, the whole outfit. It was just me in front of a green screen with Jonathan Rothbard. And Jonathan Rothbard got, I think that they ended up rotoing him out because you could see his face too clearly. But I don't know for sure why they did that. But
were
so
you
now
wearing
it just looks
a
like
mask?
I'm talking to myself. Yeah, I was wearing that mask. I mean, there was nothing changed.
And all you were talking to somebody who got rotoed motivation? Out. That's
they
so rotoed,
they got rid of him. Yeah, exactly. So I stayed in.
Now we have to do a new Star Wars edit. With that guy rotoed back in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when I finished it, I walked off and they said, okay, we need you to do T poses. And I was like, T pose? T pose is what you do for 3D modeling. And I was like, why do you need a T pose? And they were like, oh, it's for the action figure. And I was like, I'm going to have an action figure. And they were like, well, they said, we'll see, you know, it depends on the third demand.
Yeah.
They said, we just have to take the picture. You're in like the third tier or fourth tier. You know, it's like if the idea is if you sell enough of the first one, you go to the next tier. If you sell enough of that, you go to the next tier. And he said, but it's Star Wars. It could work. This was when the first one, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. Anyway, it didn't go very well. And
there's no Rumsleg action figure, folks.
Well, no. There wasn't at the time of the movie, but on the 10th anniversary, they released a new set of action figures.
Oh, no.
There it is.
That's
there
it. Is. That's right. That's Alex Lindsay. So that means you're canon, right? You are canon. You're official.
So hopefully someone will put that in my book.
You could have a Disney Plus series,
now.
Alex.
Oh my God.
So
you could have
I've known you 20 years and I never knew this.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. It wasn't, you know, it was something that I didn't think about that much. But so
how
I
about
I don't
the
know
guy
what
who got
rotoed
out? Did he get an action figure?
Could you get put in the Book of Boba Fett? You should call them right now and say you want to do a Book
of
Boba Fett.
If you get an empty box Star Wars action figure, that's him. Yeah.
So I've decided that I think this is going to be my Halloween. Like if I go out with my kids, it'll be a little scary.
Oh, yeah.
But I figured I should have a
Did
Halloween costume.
Did you get to
costume
keep the costume? Probably not, right? They
no,
keep that.
No, it wasn't. I'll be honest. It's a movie. It wasn't really that great. It's not like a costume that would have held up. The one that I'll probably end up making for Halloween will be much better.
3D
but I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3D printed.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm going
to. Alex, would you like to know that the hard plastic prototype for that action figure is now on eBay?
I know it is. I know that because I just
bought my own action figure.
Yes. There's a run on rum. That's awesome.
It was funny. I tweeted it this morning. I went to eBay and there was like 29 people watching rum. They were just watching Rumsleg on eBay.
Oh,
obviously, I made sure to buy a couple before I posted anything. So
wow.
I have my supply. There is a prototype up there. Unfortunately, we've talked about it on the show. It'll probably be gone. But I wasn't willing to pay. I looked at it a month ago and I was like, I'm not going to pay $545 for a
a Rumsleg.
Yeah, like I have new sympathy for you though. Like this, the fact that all the conventions like are canceled for the past 2 years, that's got to really cut into your income. Not be able to sign to a booth sign.
There's a guy in the corner. He's sitting at a table. He says he's Rum Slag.
Well, I've been thinking. I want to do a fan film, but they're building up all these. As Renee was saying, they're building up all these Marvel things. The Adventures of Rum Slag, I think, are on their way. You know,
the Book of Rum Slag.
Yeah, the Book of Rum Slag.
Let me ask you. On that, in this Phantom Menace, are you on Tatooine? Is that where you are? Where
it looks Tatooine, like you're on Tatooine. Mos Eisley.
Wow, at the Mos Eisley Space Base. That's pretty cool. Did you go into the cantina while you were there? Have a drink?
It's a green screen.
It's all green screen, baby.
I could imagine going to the cantina. We almost built one for something.
Because I think if Rum was drinking rum in the cantina, that would be pretty exciting.
Well, I think
it's funny if
he
asked for rum. He said rum.
What I really want is my own brand of rum.
See, yes, rum. Slag. Slag rum.
Rum slag. Yeah.
Rum slag rum.
That is totally a move that a Star Wars actor who's had one of those like one line appearances at the booth, you'd be able to buy rum slag brand like because he knows a guy in the liquor industry.
But it won't be a problem because it'll be like slag. We'll just call it slag. Yeah. It'll be slag rum.
Slag.
And everyone will know.
You need to know. Apparently, you were cheering Sebulba at the pod race.
So that wasn't me. So there's two of us, actually. I wasn't.
That
part
was
of the
other rum slag?
That was the other rum slag, yeah.
You were a humanoid.
That was Alex's stand-in.
Wow.
I had the major one, but yeah, I had somebody else stand in. I didn't have time to do that one. I was on another.
Officially in the canon, folks.
It was a lovely moment for your lighting double to get that moment, and you know, you could tell his kids. Like, hey,
did you attend? Was that you at the Bunta Classic? I saw at the Bunta Classic Eve. Was that you?
Yeah, no. I don't know. I don't know who got to wear that suit.
That's his CGI.
Yeah. I don't know who else wore the infamous rum flag. And I apologize.
The guy bidding on the prototype right now.
It was a little sweaty when I got into it.
Who was the guy in that Finn suit? That must have been terrible.
Oh, the Finn suit. That's so hard to wear.
Finn.
You don't want to be Finn.
I will say the rum slag suit was pretty hot. It's a scuba suit. It's like one of
You know, in this shot, it looks pretty ratty. I'll be honest with you.
It looked better. It looked better, and you don't take it too far.
That's honestly why I thought that it might have been when I first saw that shot that you put up. I thought it might have been from like episode the original Star Wars because it did look like what do we got in the prop like house Dengar. That we just sort of put together randomly
we'll
put a Halloween mask underneath.
It's not
it
a scuba suit
like
in the
like
action
a Christmas
figure,
special
because it's got little wrinkles and stuff.
Yeah, the action figure looks way better than the actual. The reality was much not nearly as good as the action figure. Really? This is how all it was a little bit of a this is really how all these
that's
suits
called
work.
Movie magic, baby.
But
24 frames, that's how we make it.
Well, it was all that way. Like we were playing around with what I thought was a toy prop of Han Solo's blaster in the ranch. We were like,
it was the real deal.
Someone said, put the blaster down. that's the original. The original prop. You know, it's, okay, I'll put it down.
Wow.
So.
By the way, they got the day off at the ranch, May the 4th. The memo went out by an email saying, take time for yourself today to do whatever you want. So everybody at Lucasfilm is...
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. I love it that they celebrate that as a holiday at the ranch.
This is
and
the
also with you.
That's hysterical.